Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good afternoon. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each week on The Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. Today, I'll be talking with Sandra Snead, author of What to Do When You're Dead, a former atheist interviews the source of infinite being. Sandra will also be taking your calls for readings later in the show, so be sure to stay tuned for that. But first, as we always do on Tuesday, we're going to start out with our healing meditation. And today I'd like us to focus our healing energy and love, sending that to people who cannot feel gratitude for anything in their lives right now. Just coming off a month of really focused on gratitude, it struck me that there are people who are so mired in depression or other issues in their lives that it is literally impossible for them to find one thing to be grateful for. And so I'd love for us to focus our energy and love on helping them find that one thing that will start the avalanche of gratitude for them. So let's go ahead and begin by taking a deep breath in. Deep breath in and release it. Thank you. Well, as I mentioned, we just finished up our 30 days of gratitude on Facebook. And for December, we're going to be focusing on love and compassion, both for ourselves and for others. So I'd love for you to join us every day. We'll be having a topic we're talking about. And you can find my Facebook page just by searching for The Laura Longley Show. Something has come up for me. There's always something up for me. If you've listened to the show much, you know that. And what I've been noticing in the past 6 weeks or so is I've been using questions to create more of what I want in my life. And that started out for me when Chris Alexandria was on the show about 6 weeks ago talking about ask-formations. And then shortly thereafter, I got introduced to Access Consciousness, which also uses questions for us to put out there to the universe what we want, but in the form of a question. And I'm seeing lots of great stuff happening with that. And I'm going to share more about that during this week's light bulb moment later in the show. But let's just go ahead and get started with Sandra. Sandra Snead is a science and technology industry writer and former atheist with a secret. All the years she's been interviewing scientists and engineers, translating their high-minded knowledge for laypersons, she's also been interviewing the highest mind, the creator of the universe. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Let's welcome Sandra Sneed to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, Sandra.
Hi, Laura. Thanks for having me.
Well, I am so excited to have you here. I've been reading the book, and I'm not done with it yet, but I've found as I've been reading it that it so resonates for me and what's going on in my life that I know that I'm going to use it kind of as a almost like a study guide, where I can see that I can use it like for a week of focusing on one idea and bringing that into my life. So, you know, in the book, God tells you there are no accidents, and it's no accident to me that this came to me at this time in my life. So I'm so excited to have you here.
That's great.
So I'd love to start with you just tell us about the title of the book, because even reading the book, I'm still not really getting the what to do when you're dead part.
So the subtitle is probably a little more succinct with regard to the content of the book, which is
right.
A Former Atheist Interviews the Source of Infinite Being. But what to do when you're dead is really more of a... It came about because I was having a conversation with a fellow author, and he asked the question in his blog. He's also a literary agent, and he was asking a question in the blog, you know, why do you think your book needs to be published? And this was before I had landed my publishing deal. And I said in the answer, people are going to want to know what to do when they're dead. And that's when he said that would make a great book title.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
So really this book, in this book, God talks a lot about the mechanisms of the soul, spirit, and body, you know, how they are different aspects of the self, and, you know, how they are related to what is God, and how individuals really can become trapped on the earth if they don't realize that they are more than this body, that the body passes on and the soul is left over. If
right.
the soul doesn't know how to follow the spirit to the light of God, then the soul as an apparition becomes trapped here. So there's a lot of convoluted information that ultimately comes down to what to do when you're dead. But there is no, okay, chapter 5,
right.
This is what you do. Step 1, step 2, step 3. Really,
it's not like Book of the Dead or anything. So,
right. It's a theme that runs through this information that God
right.
is giving based on my questions.
Right, because your body, I mean, throughout the book, it is, your body is not who you are.
Right.
And, yeah, so exactly. So when your body's
dead,
you're not dead. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So I want to back up a step and just kind of explain for listeners how you came to write this book. So you had an experience, which has been, what, about 9 years ago now,
mm-hmm.
where you started getting messages from God, that you just started writing the messages from God.
Right. And how I tell the story is I had lost a job I loved and a man I loved, and I found myself totally and completely alone. And I would go down into the basement every day to write, to try to quell unbearable feelings of loneliness and panic. And I filled up a whole notebook just, you know, and let me give this information for your listeners. Years before that, I had read the book, The Artist's Way, and in that book, I learned a technique for opening up my creative flow.
Right, the morning pages that she talks about.
Yes,
right? Yes.
Yes, exactly. You know exactly what it is. So
yes,
I started
Julia was
that
on the show this summer, so I was excited
You're
about
kidding.
That. But anyway, go ahead. So you were doing
this kind of in the idea of
the morning pages. Yeah.
Yes. So I was doing that technique, and I filled up a whole spiral notebook, and I opened up a brand new spiral notebook, and My pencil was on the top line. Before I noticed the pencil moving, it stopped, and I looked down, and that's when I read the first message. And the message was, unemployed, ? It is my assertion you are employed by me. And then that sparked a year of solitude wherein I filled up 10 spiral notebooks taking dictation from this being we call God.
So at what point did you know it was God talking to you?
I'd say right away.
Did you?
Because an atheist is an intellectual pursuit. You know, you intellectually reason why there is no God. There is no God.
Right.
But the God that you know when you experience the God that is so deep in your being that you have an overwhelming, enveloping experience. It's not an intellectual decision at all.
Right. So you knowing that it was God really took you out of your,
brain.
What is the word? Logic or rationalizing, and just really having a knowing that this is what this experience is.
Well, as God explains it, there's all there is mind. Mind is all there is. So when you let go of the container that is the body, you let go of the thinking brain, you enter the mind of God. You're letting go of your individuated nature of the mind, which is your personality you've created, your experience on this earth and your body. When you let go of that, which those morning papers allowed me to do because I was writing until
that
inner editor just shut off completely.
Yeah.
So that's when I entered the great mind of God and met God there in those corridors of the mind.
And we're going to talk more about that, but it's time to take a break right now. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Sandra's going to talk more about this conversation with God. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Sandra Snead, author of What to Do When You're Dead, a former atheist interviews the source of infinite being. And before we continue talking about the conversations that Sandra's had with God, I'd love for Sandra, for you to share with everyone how to find you, how to find the book.
Sure. Thank you for that opportunity. You can find me on my website, sandrasneed.com. That's SONDRASNEED.com. My book is available wherever books are sold, and that is What to Do When You're Dead, A Former Atheist Interviews the Source of Infinite Being. On my website, I certainly have links there, but I also have a free download of the five principles for quieting your mind and listening to your higher self, and some other things available.
Oh, that's great. And do you, because I know that we're going to open up the phone lines in a little bit for callers if they want to do readings with you. And can people schedule readings with you from your website or get information to do that?
Absolutely. Right at the bottom of the website, there is a little knock-knock, and you can schedule. There's a little scheduler on there that you can go ahead and schedule it at your convenience. For sure.
Great.
30-minute and hour sessions.
So 30 minutes or an hour. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, good. And Sandra did do a little reading for me when we did our pre-interview call last week. And very, very interesting. So those of you who think you might be interested, I'll be giving out the number in just a couple minutes for you to call in if you want Sandra to do a reading for you too. But before we go there, I do want to talk just a little bit more about the book. And, you know, the thing that really struck me is that When I went into starting to read it, I thought it was, well, two things that were not what I expected. Number one, I thought it was the conversations that you had with God during that year of solitude, but it really isn't. The book is actually you collaborating with God on writing a book, right?
Right.
Yeah. And so that surprised me. But I think that that's great because it does, you know, it has a flow to it and it has, you know, the structure to it like we would want a book to have.
Right.
The other thing is I kind of expected it to be more, I don't even know what, like big picture, because part of what you have talked about is that, you know, there are some warnings in this book around the way that we're going as mankind or as the world. But what I'm finding for myself personally is I'm finding a lot of personal connection with the questions and the information that's given there. So I was surprised, but pleasantly so, to see. I mean, it really is on both levels. It is kind of this bigger picture level, but it's also very personal level too.
Yeah, and I think that that's why people are having a really hard time reviewing the book, because, you know, I have enough distance and experience with God's conversations now that I'm able to do some kind of summary of the essence of what God's saying. But I've had a lot of years of experience working with God one-on-one on a daily basis. But when people read the book, they're brought to such a level of these conversations I have with God that it's so deep. It takes so much work to surface again to then kind of regurgitate that information in a summary. So even though my summaries are written to hook and entice the reader, they don't talk about the experience the reader is going to have, for sure.
Right, absolutely. And I'll tell you, I mean, one of several things that really connected for me was in one of the earlier chapters, God's talking to you about changing the past, meaning changing your past by having a different perspective on it.
Yeah.
And am I saying that correctly? That's kind of what he's saying.
Well, God's saying you're not only changing
whatever
the past,
gender we want to give God.
Sorry.
I said whatever gender I want to give God, because I know God's not a gender.
Right. So God is saying that you not only change your past with a new perspective of the past, but you literally change your present and your future because the past is different than you originally thought. So these things that I thought were tragedies in my life, mm-hmm. with God's guidance, became actual acts of purpose. That these were on purpose, and so that changed my whole future outlook, because I was no longer in my mind a victim of circumstances as a child. These events were working on my behalf rather than against me, right?
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes. So it does make sense. And where it was really connecting for me was that just this morning I had this realization that I have gone through the last, 12 or 13 years of my life doing a lot of blaming of my ex-husband and making him really bad and, almost to the point of evil. Mm-hmm. And this morning, and this is before I'd read that section in the book, I'm starting to realize that that's part of my past that I need to change, is the perspective that he was doing these things to me.
Right.
And that I didn't have a choice of how to react other than how I did react, because I did. And it's really kind of painful to start contemplating that, because before it was so black and white, I was the good person, he was the bad person.
Right.
And to actually take on my own part of the responsibility, it is painful. And I know that the part for yourself that you talk about in the book, there is a part that's very painful for you too, to be able to look at it and say, oh wow, I created that, or I created that, really.
Oh, I know which part you're talking about now.
Do
okay.
You know what I mean? What part I'm talking about? Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to commend you for the courage to put that much personal information out there.
Yeah, to keep that in there.
Because it probably wasn't easy, but it is very helpful for people like me when we read it and then we confront our own stuff.
Right. And that's a much bigger purpose than my own potential embarrassment or...
Right.
Yeah. Because it's... I don't ever claim to be a pious person, but my virtuousness that I have now is hard won and hard earned, because I did not go through a period. I went through a period in my life where virtuousness was certainly not how I would describe my life, ambitious, maybe, and, sex was a way of having some power and company in loneliness, just a really warped way of looking at it and myself as a woman and as a woman in the world. And I didn't know that it was warped.
Right.
And a lot of women wouldn't know that it's warped until they read this.
Yeah. And, that's part of the comfort that I draw for myself, not necessarily from the book, but also from the book, is that you didn't know it was warped. I didn't know that I could have done something different. We all do the best we can at the time, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And when you get honest and start taking responsibility, it really does change your future, because your relationships beyond then that realization of responsibility, you begin to own your own emotions and feelings, and you become a much easier person to deal with.
Right, right. And that kind of is related to another thing that struck me, and we just have like a minute until the break, so I'll say it really quickly, but you talk too, or God talks also, about how we see the world is how the world sees us. So if I am making anyone out to be this awful, horrible person, then who's seeing me that way? And that's what I started thinking about too.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a huge one right there. The world sees us how we see the world.
Yes. And it makes perfect sense to me. And I mean, it is something that I have believed in my head for a long time, but sometimes takes a while to get things from our head down into our guts or our hearts or our bodies or wherever we want to say
right. Where
we really get it.
So, right. Yeah. Sometimes somebody just has to put it into a good sound bite, which that's what
exactly.
God does in this book, for sure.
Yeah, sometimes something just clicks where it didn't before. So it is time for us to take another break, but we are going to have Sandra do readings for callers after the break. So now is the time to call in if you would like to do a reading with Sandra at 800-930-2819. It is 800-930-2819. And Sandra, correct me if this is wrong, but people don't ask you a question. You start out by what God tells you. Is that correct?
Says sometimes God will say there is a question in the back of the person's mind, and then we draw that question out.
Okay, but somebody doesn't have to have a question in mind.
Absolutely
not. Okay. No. Well, we'll go ahead and take a break. So if you want a reading, 800-930-2819. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speaker Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of Call-In Talk Radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been there, done that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Sandra Snead, author of What to Do When You're Dead, A Former Atheist Interviews the Source of Infinite Being. And Sandra is taking callers for readings, and we have a caller right now. And so we're going to go straight to the caller, Christy from Bothell.
Yes, hello there.
Hi, Christy.
Hi there. Hi, Sandra. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Hey, so Sandra, I'm
calling
take
for
over.
Reading.
So I was just going to jump right in,
yep,
Laura, just because
okay.
We have a limited amount of time, so I want to make sure I get as much information in as possible. Okay, so God says, Christy, that there is an extremely important event coming up in your life, and if you would give some small detail about that, that would help Sandra see the pictures that we want her to see.
Well, the soonest event is I'm going to Cabo, Mexico for my birthday.
Yes, that is the event. And in that event, yes, there is also going to be a number of people who are working for you who are going to be there. Is that correct? This
on
afternoon.
The other side? Well, let's see, my husband and two daughters are going with me.
There is also going to be people who work for you there.
Really?
Does that make sense?
I don't know that.
Okay. All right, so let me just hear what God
people
says.
People that are on
that
the other side that are coming too?
No. So the people that are working for you who are going to be there are people who are making you into a new person. These people who are making you into a new person have to do with not only your past, but also your future. These people are very important in your life, and no, they are still alive. They are on this earth. They are coming with you in a way that you are wishing that they will be there. But they are coming with you in a sense that you are taking their essence with you. What we mean is that when there is something in your life that you wish you could share with other people, and they cannot share in it for one reason or another, then you bring them with you in order so that they might share some element of it. These people that we're talking about work for you, but they don't work for you as if in a company or in some work environment. They work for you, meaning they are constantly doing things for you that help you move and motivate yourself in your life. Do you know who we're talking about?
Well, all I can think of would just be my close family members.
No, these are people who are in your life who are constantly working for you, constantly doing things for you, constantly using themselves as a way to help you.
Okay, probably my friend in Portland, Mary.
Yes, yes. Okay.
We call her Magic Mary. I call her for a lot of spiritual counseling and things with my kids and stuff. So.
Exactly,
okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
So this individual who is coming with you in spirit is going to also be bringing you a great deal of blessings while you are there. And the reason is because she will be meeting you in the same mind. Now, this is really difficult for human beings to understand because human beings like tangible evidence of things that exist. They like everything to go through their senses in order to believe. But please understand that as she comes with you in this event that is very important in your life, a milestone that you are making, she is also going to be healed by the way that you experience this event. We want you to know this only because you will be sad that she's not there because she has done so much for you. But the reason that she is not going to be there doesn't have to do with the circumstances in either of your lives. What it has to do with is the way that you are going to experience the event on an internal level. This is because family will be with you outside of your home. You will get a mirror of yourself through your family in a way that is so grounding, it will finally get to the heart of what you've been worried about for a long time. These things about you that you are constantly going to your friend about. So when we say you will experience her there, what we mean is you will experience what she's been trying to teach you for a very long time. We want you to open your heart and your mind to that knowing so that while you're there, you will experience the most important part of your soul that is connected to your family. Does this make sense to you?
Still a little hard to comprehend in the human aspect, but I'm looking forward to it. So I just have to allow.
Yes. Please understand that the mind is all that exists. Everything that is in the physical world is a manifestation of the mind. The mind puts everything that's on the outside world into the inner world and reincorporates that experience in a way that then translates into behavior. So your behavior will be affected by what you've learned from her in the past and what you'll be able to do with your family at that present moment. And we want you to remember this conversation when that awareness happens in you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Is there anything you want to ask regarding that?
No, I'm sure it's all spiritual. It's just to understand that probably I have all the answers. I don't have to keep asking her. I just go inside and can make a decision for myself because I already know the answer. It's more like asking a friend for advice. I have the advice in me. Just allow it. That's what it is. Okay.
Very good.
Yay.
Good.
Christy. Thank you.
And thanks, Christy, for being brave to call in. And thank you, Sandra,
for... this helps me. I'm sure it helps other people, too.
Absolutely, it does. Sandra and I were just talking about that, how, you know, people learn from examples of others. So thanks for your call. And, Sandra, thanks for doing the reading for Christy.
Oh, my pleasure. I love it.
Thanks, Sandra.
Great.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So we've got just a couple minutes before we need to go to the next break. And one of the things that I wanted to ask about, now early in the book, God makes a distinction between purpose and mission. And can you talk a little bit about that, Sandra, what the difference is?
I'll try, but you know, it took me, I read my book three times after it was published and keep reading new things in it. And that was one of the things that I didn't get, or I should say that I didn't really hear or read until the third time. And what I've experienced is that purpose is the way you do something, and mission is the why you do it.
So the purpose is the action that you take. So it's like acting on purpose.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay.
But the mission is the why, like why I was born.
Right. So a lot of us say life purpose, but really it's life mission in those terms.
Yeah, they get those two terms kind of thinking that they're interchangeable, but according to God, they're really not.
Right.
Because if you make that distinction, then it's easier to write the charter of your life, so to speak.
Yeah, and that makes perfect sense to me. So kind of along those lines, does everyone come here, does everyone incarnate here with a mission?
God says yes. Yes.
Okay.
And the fact that they forget, however, is just a construct of our society. That we don't allow for mission and purpose to be a part of our daily conversation. It's just not something that we've made in our social structure. But one of the purposes that many people are born is to change exactly that.
Change so that it does become something that we consciously pay attention to. So like we might decide where to go to college based on our mission instead of just what our parents think we should do.
Right. Or start our business based on that. Or,
right. Exactly. Yeah. I was thinking the college piece relating to myself personally. So yeah, I mean, I love that. It would be lovely if, you know, because I was 48 before I really woke up to what I was supposed to be doing. And it's even evolved since then. But yeah, it would have been nice to have even known that there was such a thing earlier in my life. So I would love for that to start to change. Yeah.
When I was young and strong and you know, full of fire and you know, now I'd rather it takes a lot of energy just for me to wake up in the mornings because I prefer sleeping over anything in the world.
Yeah, I hear you.
But that could just be a raise in spirit, because when you raise spirit, then the body starts to, you know, go to sleep.
Oh,
I don't know if you've noticed that, but people who are not spiritually exercised have to put my book down or take a nap or, you know, until you really start to exercise that part of you,
right.
it can put you to sleep. It used to put me to sleep in that first year of solitude when I would take dictation.
And I, you know, I'm relating to that as well for myself. And on that note of resting and sleeping, it is time for us to wrap up our chat for today. And before we do that, Sandra, I'd love for you to share once again how people can find you and the book.
Sure. Thank you. So my website is sondrasneed.com. That's SONDRASNEED.com. And you can find access to my book or sign up for the weekly Weisenheimer. While you're there, and get a free download, The Five Principles for Quieting Your Mind and Listening to Your Higher Self.
Great. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. It's been really a great conversation, and I've really appreciated it so much.
Me too, Laura. I look for another opportunity in the future.
Oh, I would love that. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, I'll share this week's light bulb moment about asking questions of the universe in order to create more of what you want in your life. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Time. Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Sandra Snead, author of What to Do When You're Dead, A Former Atheist Interviews the Source of Infinite Being. And you can find out more about Sandra at sandrasneed.com. Some other ways to get information on helping you make changes and move forward in life: on Facebook, you can find me at The Laura Longley Show. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, during the month of December, we're talking about love for ourselves and love for others. On Twitter, it's Laura Longley SHO, and of course, always the LauraLongleyShow.com. Well, I'm going to dive right into talking about this week's light bulb moment. And I mentioned a little bit at the beginning of the show that over the past 6 weeks or so, I've started using questions, asking questions of the universe as a way to create more of what I want in my life. And this idea first showed up for me when we had a guest on the show, Chris Alexandria, back in October, and she was talking about ask-formations, which is asking questions instead of stating affirmations. And her primary one, not her primary one, but the one that she has as kind of her baseline, one that everybody should do, is why is it safe to be me? So that's an example of an ask-formation or asking a question of the universe. And it's something that we don't answer ourselves, but we put it out there in order for the evidence of that to show up for us. So if I'm asking, why is it safe to be me? I'm going to get lots of opportunities to show up as my authentic self and have it be a safe experience. So that resonated for me when Chris was on the show. And then a week or so later is when I first got introduced to Access Consciousness. And over the course of the past month or so, I've been getting different tools every few days or once a week from Access Consciousness. But one of the very first tool, well, the very first tool that you're taught is when you have an uncomfortable feeling to ask, who does this belong to? Because it might not be your feeling. Okay, so that's another example of using a question. It's not quite in the way that I'm talking about today, but one of the questions that is kind of what I'm talking about today is, in any situation, whether it's a good situation or one that you would like to be different, is to ask the question, how does it get any better than this? And then you're just opening the door for whatever it is to be better. So if it's something good, it'll get even better. If it's something you don't like, it will get better. So I've been making a practice in my daily practice in the morning of asking questions. And I will have a few that I focus on for a while, depending on whatever is going on in my life. And I've had some really interesting things happen where I've gotten a lot of feedback and evidence pretty quickly that this is actually working. One of the things was about 2 weeks ago, I had a dream, and I was writing about the dream in the morning, and out of that came some questions that I hadn't been asking before. And one of the questions was, and all these questions were about my lovability. Well, not all of them, but that was kind of the focus. And one of the questions was, why am I so loved just for being me? Later that day, I got an email from a friend of mine who I haven't talked to in, oh gosh, at least 6 months, who I always have felt like really gets me and really loves me just for being me. Email from her, been thinking about you, wondering how you are, and that ended up leading to a phone conversation. But I felt like here was the universe presenting me with, okay, here's evidence that you are loved just for being you. Another example that happened for me when I was first working with one of the Access Consciousness tools around questions, it teaches you to take a situation that you're not really happy with and you ask several questions. One of the questions is, what else is possible? So you're just opening the door. I don't like what's happening here. What else is possible? And then I followed it up. I asked, there were a couple of others, but the other one that I followed it up that I really like is, how does it get any better than this? And at the time that I was doing this, I was driving in the car, and I love it. Driving in the car is a perfect time to do these. And so I was thinking about a friend of mine where I was feeling like we weren't really connecting. I was feeling like we were out of balance. I was making a lot of effort and wasn't really getting a lot in return. And I had reached a point where I was willing to say, okay, maybe this just isn't going to be what I want it to be. But I said, you know, I thought about the situation. I said, what else is possible? How does it get any better than this? 15 minutes later, I stopped to have lunch. I checked my email on my phone, and I kid you not, at the time that I was asking those questions, she emailed me and said, we haven't gotten together in a long time. I'd love to see you. So there's more evidence. So I totally believe that asking these questions of the universe or spirit or source or God or whatever name you want to give it opens the door for those things to show up for you. And it certainly has been true for me, obviously. So you can use it around manifesting something that you want, creating a situation or a state that you want, like with me, why am I loved just for being me? Or you can use it around shifting or changing a situation where you ask, what else is possible? And how does it get any better than this? So the way that you can apply this, if you think that this is something that might be useful in your life, is begin having an intention practice or an affirmation practice that you do. I mean, I kind of like daily because it gets you in the routine of it, but on whatever, you know, basis you want to do that, if you don't already have one. And so add to that practice, if you've already got one, or in creating your practice, you want to ask the questions that are going to create the things showing up in your life that you want. So some of those examples are, why is it safe to be me? That's Chris Alexandria's baseline one. Another good one is, why am I so supported? So you'll find support showing up for you in your life in ways you never would have expected. Another one that I like is, why is it so easy to succeed doing what I love? And then the other way that you can use it that we talked about is for situations that you would like to shift or change in some way. So think about that situation and then ask, what else is possible and how does it get any better than this? And look for the evidence that these things are showing up in your life, that the answers to those questions are showing up in your life. Well, I want to thank today's guest, Sandra Sneed, for sharing her conversations with God. And I highly recommend her book. As I said at the top of the show, I've been reading the book and I really am finding it's going to be something that I'll need to study because there really is so much in there to take in. But you can find Sandra at sandrasneed.com. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. I had a great time as I always do. Please join me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. And on Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle or transformationtalkradio.com. And next Tuesday at 1 p.m., I'll be talking with 1 p.m. Pacific, that is, with J.M. DeBoard, author of Dreams 1-2-3, about how to remember, interpret, and live your dreams. I hope you can join us. Have a joyous week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and on KCAN-W every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her services, and amazing tools, visit TheLauraLongleyShow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.